Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, during his address to the UN yesterday, Donald Trump, apart from insulting most of the countries in the world, complained that his company didn't win the contract to refurbish the UN buildings. And of course, it would have been much better if he'd done it. Lots more gold, for one thing, but also marble instead of terrazzo, whatever that is. The architect and artist Roisin Murphy joins us now to explain. Afternoon, Roisin.
Good afternoon, Sean.
What was he going on about?
Sorry.
Well, no, I'm not looking for political analysis here.
What's the difference
between marble and terrazzo, and why does he hate it?
Okay, honestly, there's not much of a huge difference in terms of cost at the entry level. Terrazzo is actually quite an expensive material. It itself is actually marble. What it is ground up pieces of marble, ranging from the size of dust to your fingertip and sometimes even larger, put into a concrete base that can be coloured, and it's polished down. So it's often in swimming pools, train stations. It's gone slightly out of fashion because it became so expensive. It's used in wet rooms, things like that. And it often has a little brass inlay for expansion because it's a big monolithic pour. It can crack sometimes. So they have these things called expansion joints in it. But it's beloved by architects. You will have seen when Dermot Bannon was doing his own home, he was talking about, you know, promising himself a terrazzo floor. It's a real designer kind of love-in. We all love it. It was in the Kitchen nightclub when Bono and the lads did their nightclub. Ross Cahill O'Brien, a kind of famous architect of the day, he did the entire basement in the Kitchen nightclub in the Clarence, all in up to your armpits terrazzo.
Right. And so Donald Trump's objection to them using this in the UN building, is that as much to do with his taste in architecture? As we all know, he kind of favours more the ancient Roman whorehouse style of building. Would that have fit the UN building?
I think, to be fair, Donald Interiors and his actual style of architecture is very imperialistic, kind of with a modern twist. The thing about terrazzo and the UN building, it was actually designed there was 10 architects involved. It was a collaborative process, which I say was a nightmare. But nevertheless, the UN is all about the representation of everybody. But it's an inclusive organisation. So that does not fit into that notion that you leave your stamp on it as such, this idea that you present as a kind of an iconic figurehead. And to be fair, marble is all about that. And terrazzo is very much a kind of a utilitarian. It really came into the fore in the 1940s and 50s when the architecture of the UN building started. So it's very much a kind of a materials for the people. It's a modernism which is never beloved really by leaders and kind of like the likes of, I suppose, Trump. Really, he's a very much, as you identified, fond of a certain style of architecture or design. You can see that from the Oval Office is littered with gold at the moment and figurines. It's like my mother would have gone mad. She would have cleared the whole mantelpiece. It would have all gone into the bin.
The dusting in the Oval Office must be a nightmare now.
It's a nightmare, and it's so glitzy. It has that thing that I don't know if anybody remembers Lily's Bordello, but it was like that thing. You're almost expecting kind of upholstered walls where they all look like bedheads. Mm. Like that whole America, the Oval Office is quite a cool spot. It was like a very kind of understated elegance where it was kind of a blandness almost that allowed any president to come in and be the president rather than but it's now very much Trump is putting his stamp on everything. So there's a kind of a, if he had gone into the UN, if he'd gotten that tender, I can guarantee you he would have ripped out all the original 1940s and 50s finishes, which are very kind of like what we would identify as the kind of 70s and 40s style, Mad Men style, early Mad Men episodes, if you want to get a vibe for what it was like. And they are now kind of cult classics. They're your kind of retro style vintage interiors. They're beloved by, again, architects and sought after. So Trump is a man of no interior taste, unfortunately.
Roisin, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was the architect and artist, Roisin Murphy there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.